What up, what up, what up? Caro in the building.
What's that mean?
Caro Red in the flesh.
I see you. What's up, bro? How y'all doing? Welcome to the Chance and Choice episode, new season. I want y'all to introduce yourself. I don't want to fuck up nobody's names. I am your host, Young Bean. We got people on our video. We also did the video. I did explain that in notes. Y'all read the notes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Not a problem. Well, what the fuck is up? I mean,
man,
I know we're going extremely late today, but it's cool.
Late. My bedtime. Not. You know, I'm a night owl.
I got people in our video group chat sitting over there trying to send me home. You know, so Gucci got a problem. You feel me?
What is it?
I mean, you know, what's happening, nigga?
Man, H-Town ended up, you know what I'm saying? Just out here as well trying to get a nut.
Introduce yourself, because I already know who the fuck
I am. I'm Caro Red from H-Town by way of ATL.
Corey, what you do for a living?
I'm an artist. I do design, graphic design. I'm a painter. Creative G. So. My right hand man, X.
Hello.
What's up, y'all niggas? Mad boring. I don't hear nothing. In the
what?
I'm finna put that new little baby on though. Y'all don't mind. I'm trying to hear something music. I'm finna make me a high size.
Man, we trying to hear each other voices.
Y'all trying to hear each other voices? Speak this fuck up.
You said what?
What's up? You got? I mean, we ready to go? We still waiting on
people. I'm ready to go. It's one entity right here. Your boy Chance of Choice. You know it is what it is. I had a full day today. I'm tired of shit. Real niggas, shit. I'm tired of fuck. But I'm ready though.
What's up today?
I'm gonna try. What I do today?
Yeah.
Take pictures of myself.
I know what you do. Explain that to me.
Took pictures of myself and made a couple of videos and. Let's see.
But if it ain't making dollars, it ain't making sense.
You grew up said it wasn't making no sense to you.
Right. Hey, I actually, speaking since you brought it up, because I wasn't going to bring the video.
Where is my motherfucking proof? Let me tell y'all, I would love to promote the black businesses, but you know how niggas do. They don't never motherfucking deliver on time. They don't never have no motherfucking, they don't have no delivery service commit level. I stay arguing with the white folks about it. And I be goddamn. One of my homeboys hustled me into getting him to make me a logo. Nigga, I still ain't got the proof. I can't put that shit on a business card. I ain't got no color prints. Hell, I'm angry. I want my money back, bitch.
Hey, it sound like you just taken to a small claims court.
For $25, you can keep it. I just want
That friend of yours, I'm probably sure they're gonna come through for you. I don't think they ever let you down or nothing like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that friend of mine needs to focus on the bigger picture and get his motherfucking head back.
Yeah, because I got a logo for this too.
You got a logo for this, nigga? We don't want to see
it. I got a logo for this, and yeah. I got a logo for your business. I got it.
Nigga, it says culture.
I got whatever you need. Caro the artist.
I just started an underwear line called Candy Red Beans, right?
No, I did. Was that the little photo shoot you did earlier?
No, that was a porno.
Fuck you talking about. But no, we actually was waiting on another party. What's Sydney say?
Who we waiting on? Why we waiting? Nigga, we don't wait. She can chime in when it's time. I mean, I don't know how to request, but...
How do you chime in? Because I'm new to this social media stuff. Yeah, I'm about to get on it. I just started working at Instagram.
Can I say something? This is the easiest and most simplest way to do it. I have been telling y'all for weeks now. The app, favorite the podcast, and I can add you in. It's only 3 steps. 4 minutes and 52 seconds in, we still 13 niggas short. Everybody on the video chat live. I ain't getting nobody right now. I don't get it.
You got Coro Red.
You are enough, and then my homie with you, he's cool. He's enough. We good. So Gucci over here on the video, he ain't much trying to jump in. Did you download Anchor, nigga? No, he ain't download Anchor. He been selling beer all day on the low illegally.
We on CP time.
We having a podcast. We going live right now. Where you going? I just tried to get in with that. You lying, nigga. I can ask you right now. What's your number? What's your name on there?
It's Mikey.
Mikey? Okay, Mikey. Hold on. I'm going to see you. Here you go right here.
Hey, Mikey.
Give it to Mr. Mikey. He'll eat anything.
I know. Mikey trying to be funny. He's
about to start recording with Chance or Choice.
You supposed to get Chance or Choice. What's up, nigga?
I got chances and I got choices.
Hey, Mikey, where that nigga at?
And I got a bag.
See, I'm trying to do video and audio, so you know I'm over here recording the whole session. If y'all could say,
okay, there we go, Mr. Mikey. How you doing today, bro?
What's
down?
Like,
you
could have been live recording too.
Like, so, do you want
to
start it?
Nigga, I'm already on the video. Why y'all check out video? It can still work in the background.
Okay. Yeah, so, what it do?
I'm on the off the camera because you know. I bet it is hungry.
Trey calling me and won't stop calling. You know, ain't no Trey calling you, nigga. Detroit right here. Stop. He calling now. He trying to, you know, really trying to fuck his face. I said you can't do that right now, baby. I'm on podcast. Hey, that would be hot though. But you know what, I started that because I just told him, come on, I wanted to fuck in the truck. Yeah. And that motherfucker said, I'm around the corner. I said, oh, I'm just playing. Yeah. You know, when you ain't getting the one, you know, I've been at work 12 hours.
I've been riding for 12 hours. You done had more fun than I have.
He said he wanted to suck my toe.
Yeah,
He wanted to suck my toe. Me to suck his dick and he eat my
I want to know.
So I got a question that I want to ask. You kick this out.
What's up?
Now, you know, he loves porn. Going on Coral Red. I ain't gonna lie. Porn. A lot.
I can't hear you. Get your face away from the phone and speak at a nice range. Invest in
the
microphone too, because
I'm finna invest in a whole
bunch of music. I'm not gonna sell you $29.99,
but I gotta get there first. I gotta crawl first. Let me sell some of these paintings, these $1 million paintings first.
I also have a question too. Are you interested in painting me and like making me a living? Naked feet and stuff. I would think that would be dope. You know, I'm not body conscious or nothing with this shit. And next step is I want to be butt ass naked and I want to be painted into a painting, if you know what I mean. Very much a mural and then paint me into that motherfucker.
But is your dick big?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
But see, that sounds good though.
But I'm saying, honestly, for this particular project, you wouldn't want like a huge ass dick because it would take the focus off.
Just natural.
Now, fat ass, baby, is always going to. Yes, you got to
admire the natural. Stay tuned. But my question was, I had asked a buddy of mine, I was watching this porno. It was a gay porno, of course. And, I was like, and I've seen niggas fuck bitches and be white shit on their dick, but how the fuck do you fuck a nigga in the ass and
white shit?
What is that? Somebody tell me.
Oh, you want to know what that is? That's the mucus from them nasty faggots douching their pussy when they don't have to. Your body naturally douches it. If the dick goes deep in your ass and you got shit coming out on it, it's too big, it's too far, and I don't bring this up. You don't really supposed to douche. You don't believe me? Check your facts. That white shit is mucus from the wall membrane from them sissies douching their pussy every time they get
out. I told him that earlier.
I'm like, oh man, really? So that's not a good thing.
I mean,
you hit that right spot. I thought it might have been because I was hitting the right spot. I couldn't relate.
The prostate, that's secretion from the prostate, which means you're slowly taking years off of your life to be able to produce.
Hell no. I pass.
Okay, so question. Let me ask y'all this. This is real new shit. Okay, so I have a friend. He's from New Orleans or whatever, and he is like, when I tell y'all, this nigga is the definition of metrosexual. Like, if you didn't know any better, you would think he was one of the girls. Get it? Okay. But now, hold on now. Nigga gets mad pussy. Ain't never came on. Strong, semi-strong. He never disrespected our culture and our lifestyle. It's just the nigga had me dead serious, and I fucked with him because he real to himself. He had me on phone today, looking at shoes. Nigga, one of the shoes was like one of the Balenciaga soft sneakers with a heel, and he like, nigga, I'm finna get every color. Mind you, I'm looking at the nigga like, come on now, you're taking a little bit too far. You're gonna make my dick hard if you dress like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Stop playing with me. It's okay to be disrespectful, but I mean, like, if y'all could hear me talking to my homie on the phone, he knows the lingo. He says, what's the tea, bitch? It's so awkward because it's like, you people is really giving you pussy and you sound like me. I'm sorry, like, I don't get it.
Okay, so what's the difference in metrosexual and yeah, because to me, as metrosexual, I never bought that. Metrosexual. Me personally, I never bought it. Maybe not, don't know. Maybe confused or curious. Yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You can't call him confused because the nigga was straight shooting.
I don't know if that line draws.
I mean, you have to be educated, and you have to formulate any type of question. I feel personally, you have to be educated, and you have to know that. That's like the white boys who like the black female pop. You feel me? That's what I'm getting from it. But at the same time, the nigga got a dope sense of style. And I told him, I said, you like my favorite sissy friend I never had. Because it's like, he's thinking, oh God, it's crazy. Because when I tell you, he fucked my sister and she don't fuck with no gay boys. Period. And my sister said he got some good dick.
I still not buying it. He's gay to me. Sorry.
But now, listen to this. Would you fuck, you know, fish with your trade?
Do what I would?
Would you fuck fish with your trade?
That's the only way I do it, baby. That's the only way I get the boys I want, is if the bitches in the world. That's the only way I get the boys I want. I don't deal with trade. I don't fuck with trade.
So what gets you off with that?
What gets me off with that?
Yes.
Bitch, when I have your boyfriend sucking dick, and then I flip him over and I fuck him just as hard as I fuck. Fish is just an attitude to make you drink to hold on to his masculinity.
Right.
But secretly, Trey wants to serve you the fuck up. All Trey are bottoms.
Yeah, I did that.
Say it again. I was telling.
Oh my god, that's
I'm dead serious though.
Hell yeah.
Because if look,
trade,
listen.
If he starts off fucking you, I guarantee you, 6 months after he, 6 months in, you gonna be putting your dick.
Because listen, me and my trade was fuck. One of my trades was fucking.
That's who taught me how
and
to.
He wanted me to stick my finger while he fucking me. He wanted me to stick my finger up his ass.
But you know why?
You know trade don't even know how to do
exactly.
Right?
So, no,
but wait a minute. Yeah, you turning it, mama, when you show them how to, and then you fuck the shit out of them.
Right.
First you eat the booty, then you get the booty.
It always worked for me.
What
you gotta do is start off. The trade always starts off fucking you. I have had several experiences, and I'm only 34.
But that's
the I disagree. Carl Red disagree on that one. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm the type of person that gets in the bedroom, and maybe I even done hype myself up like I might do this nigga song, and I be ready and got my mind open and. Next thing I know, they tooted and booted. And I'm like, okay. So I can't always say,
baby,
start out
fucking. Your dick is bigger than mine. We might try it. But if my dick is bigger than yours, hands down.
Maybe that's what it is. Because I don't have a little dick. So maybe but that's what it be.
See,
whoever, so is that the rule? Whoever got the biggest dick is the one.
it really is supposed to be that, and it's supposed to be like height.
Not really, because a motherfucker with a smaller dick can fuck better than the motherfucker with a bigger dick. Because half of them,
he been a bigger dick.
I don't know how to fuck.
Agreed.
You
can't be a size queen to find that out. You have to actually mess with somebody.
I don't give a damn what you talking about.
Below 10.
None of that is making logical sense.
I mean, to me, let me tell you how this. So, okay, just out of the host that we have on here today, Mikey, Detrania, and Coro, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all still believe in labels?
No,
I never have. Correct, okay. I never have tried to. I confuse people because they be like, well, damn, just what are you? Just say what you are.
I'm a man.
I've been married. I done had pussy. Hoes love me. I love niggas. I'm attracted to niggas more than I attracted to
niggas. I'm going to tell you right now, lately, you know what I'm saying? I have this little spiel I give niggas every time they ask me, well, what you know what you like to do? I'm like, but good luck with masculine niggas. Now, hands down, looking for masculinity is a feminine trait.
Exactly.
So, when you say you're looking for a masculine man, I'm sorry, what is more masculine than a man? Now, also, I like to say, at this point, I like to just, I don't like giving the line, oh, I'm a pleaser, I don't bust until you bust. Nigga, I'm probably busting off pulling the clothes off the other. That don't mean I got just one good one in me. I still be hard. That, so, I mean, lately, I've been very sexually frustrated.
But see, that tell you right there, there's different levels to that shit, too. Because what you level to a masculine person is going to be different for somebody else, too.
Exactly, because I met men who were more feminine than me. However, the masculinity showed in other ways.
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't really give a fuck. I like clothes. You know, like that's what I was saying about my homeboy. My homeboy is, he's a straight male. It's just, I feel like Rob is a faggot on the inside.
But what constitutes him is you could just say he's a straight male because you haven't had any sexual encounters with him,
because
you haven't witnessed him do any homosexual activities. I'm not buying a metrosexual thing at all. I'm not buying.
Okay. Well, to be defined, metrosexual is a straight male who, and this is stereotypical in itself, who has gay tendencies. And when I say gay,
so can you call them a sissy?
No,
or a punk?
That's what I'm saying. As soon as I
or faggot?
As soon as I said great tendency, do you hear the words that you started to speak out?
Exactly.
You never. Now, you also know that going to a spa is a gay tendency. Getting a facial is a gay tendency. Getting your feet done is a gay tendency.
No, it's not.
I don't think male grooming is a gay characteristic or a trait. I mean, you should groom.
Exactly.
And if you get a good woman, she's going to teach you, or any man that's high maintenance, she's going to teach you how to groom yourself. I don't think that's necessarily a feminine or gay trait.
To me, everybody is right. However, explain it to society.
Well, like, I use baby wipes. And my baby wipes, me using baby wipes, ain't got nothing to do with my sexuality. I was in the military for 14 years, and sometimes toilet tissue, if you know you ain't gonna shower in a couple of days, you need that baby wipe.
I use baby wipes every time I shit, okay? I don't like streaks in my motherfucking drawers. I wear jock straps half the time. I don't need no streaks in my goddamn pants.
Exactly. Cleanliness and next to
I make sure it's clean, and there ain't no fucking fake ass flushable wipe. You understand me?
Oh, so let's hit on this. You said everybody doesn't have to prep themselves when they have the sex.
My last lover did not have to. And I promise you, I will watch this nigga bust down fucking rallies, nigga. And I promise you, I don't know what he did. I don't know how he did it, but every time I got ready to play, it was okay.
That is so nasty.
But see, you don't even know what preparations he went through, though.
Cool,
no.
Nigga. We I bathed that nigga.
Nigga, please.
We took showers together. Only.
Well, you know, I do have friends that say they don't have to, but nigga, that's rare. I know a lot of people. No,
that's fucking rare because those are the body. No.
And for some people, it don't even matter.
I mean, me personally,
they don't care. They gonna walk me up and fuck me up.
Me personally, I can't.
I ain't gonna front on y'all. This may sound a little crazy, but one thing y'all will get to know about Beans is my life is an open book. Bitch, whatever has been done to me has been done to me, and I want the world to know. Now,
well, that's okay. Cause we
so have you ever painted somebody?
Who, me?
Yes.
Of course, bitch. When I was like 13, 14. Now, in my adult years, I was married for 4 years, so. Yeah. My husband, when I told that nigga to get the fuck from back there, and he didn't get the fuck from back there, you know, so he got a little surprise or whatever. However, if I can control it, my situation is pretty much always good.
Okay, so even when you was in that relationship, you didn't prepare yourself.
Boy, you got me fucked up. No, I always prepare myself. I said my brother.
I think any person who participates in anal sex knows when they're ready or not.
I mean,
that's not always true.
I mean,
but it could be
coming from Mama D, my ex roommate. That's a big bitch. Do y'all know how many bottles of water that bitch put up in her?
a lot of crevices to get.
Exactly. Okay.
So mind you, the bitch will be dishing for at least 2 hours. Mind you, I be seeing this bitch do aerobics classes in the room, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" She like, "Bitch, you know I'm a big bitch. I got pockets skinny bitches don't have."
Exactly. Everybody's body is different.
So, and mind you, it's even happened to me sometimes where I thought I was ready. An hour later, bitch, you turn one way. You turn one way, and all of a sudden, bitch, I thought I got all that.
No, because everybody's body digests at different times.
So
like,
I still think
you always know if you're ready for somebody to stick something up and then out. Hold.
That's not true. Because I was in a mix of sex.
So y'all ain't never, you ain't never looked at a bitch and been like, bitch, I don't even got a
bitch
for that.
So,
but my question is, this is my question. Do you stop or do you keep going?
I mean, at that point, bitch, I'm gonna see what you got. Is it the motion in the ocean? Because it damn sure ain't the boat, baby.
Well, that all depends on the situations. If I'm being the top and I'm the one fucking. I'm gonna stop because that's gonna turn me out completely. My dick gonna go limp. All right, I'm gonna be holding my breath like, mad as fuck because I'm like, you knew this is what you wanted. You know how big my G is. So why didn't you prepare yourself?
Bottom line, nigga, if I'm the top and you do that, nigga, I'm punching you in the back of your head and I'm putting you out my house. Ugh, you nasty.
Agreed.
You nasty. Right.
Take your ass down the street.
But how can you do that when you know you go the other way with it? You know that the situation that they're going through.
Because at the end of the day, bitch, I make sure I'm not going to end up being embarrassed.
Okay, they could have made sure too, and it could have been an accident.
To have an accident means
happen.
To have an accident means you were not properly prepared.
Right.
Okay, you could have been
somebody give
trying to
X a class on
you gotta rush
proper preparation. Because it seems like you done had a lot of episodes and a lot of hiccups.
Nigga, if you gotta rush it, don't fucking touch it.
Now, my next thing I was just
you saying. Could say that, but
because I've been since, I'm not gonna sit here and I say it has never. I have never painted.
Self-respect. If you respect yourself and don't want no nigga out here talking about you,
exactly.
Ain't no accident gonna happen, baby. The situation gonna pretty much be sick.
At the end of the day, it's human nature.
Uh-huh.
If you do it.
You better hope that nigga shit on you.
Let me tell y'all this story.
I have happened to me, and yes, I'm the type of person that like, I would. If I do it, and if it happened to me, I'm dead with the shit. Like, no, I'm dead with the shit. No, you need to go clean yourself, or I need to go. I'm done. I need
and then
to
y'all
go clean myself.
Again.
Huh?
And then y'all gonna start fucking again?
I have been in that experience. Yeah.
Nigga, let me tell you, I was married, and in my marriage, that shit happened like 3-4 times.
And I bet me I didn't stop.
No, we did. We were married. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I've been in a relationship, and I know when I'm not ready. So I already knew it was a chance. They basically was like, they don't give a fuck. Matter of fact, let's go get in the shower. Make it easy.
But then you got the people like that, too, that don't give a fuck.
But see, and then you got people like that who feel like it's a rite of passage and bring them and their lover together to where if it does happen, all right, baby, it's good. Let's strip the bed. Let's
exactly. Because
I've had that situation happen, too, to where it was like, nigga, what are you doing? And he was like, don't stop.
And when you got GP, yes, most of the time they're not going to stop.
A real GP.
They cut a walk through blood and fuck through blood.
I don't care, but it's up to you too. It's up to you. It's your moral.
I didn't say I didn't care. I just said like cleanliness
exactly.
Is next to godliness for me
can't do it.
Personally, and it's a turn off to me on both sides and both ends. I just
nasty ass off,
exactly.
So I'd be like, we gotta stop. I don't like this shit.
First of all, that's too much talking, bitch. You better be headed straight to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Of course.
And you later in it, you even nastier, and I'm calling
I don't even like come on me for too long. It can be on me as long as it's warm, but I'm the first one to be like, okay, here we go get the towel before this shit get cold.
Personally,
okay, everybody
don't
can't
get
agree
my
with
house.
That one. Everybody
no,
can't agree
I'm,
with that
no,
one.
I'm not gonna front, baby. If I'm the one, that's just like the pissing. If I'm the one doing the pissing, I'm with it.
Doing the what?
The one giving the golden shower.
I did some strange on that
level, but that pleasure and fun,
that was never.
Oh man. When I tell you that shit is so degrading, you are never gonna wanna fuck with
me. Exactly, and that's why I would never be in that situation.
That's exactly why you would be
degrading.
Spitting, or the shower,
now,
I could never.
Don't lie, the spit on me, I'm your bitch tonight.
No. Baby, no. It's too many.
How old are you? Who's speaking, Mikey?
That's
no.
Who is the Trevion?
Look, you call me X.
Okay, well, you should put X on the screen.
I know, but I didn't know it was going to pop up.
Okay, X, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 25.
You'll get better.
Stop it.
The young generation. I don't know what.
Yeah, you got too many rules, bitch. I'm not even trying to fuck you.
That's not too many rules. You just said you
nigga,
have.
You said no to everything and yes to only like.
No, that's just like I said. That's up to you and your morals of how you want to go about
that's
life.
Up to, have you ever had that one nigga that's real nasty and you like him and you like him?
I definitely have. I've been through all of that. Only thing I can't say, I've been through a relationship with somebody in that type of manner. That's the only thing I can't fully say. But other than that, I done had it all and been through it all. And
you'll get there.
I done did it all.
You're going to get there. I'm telling you, you'll get there.
But yes, I have my stopping point and say no, I will not. I will not. You will not do that to me.
You ain't gonna always feel like that either. You're gonna grow up.
Okay, can I ask, would this be with sober or drugs influence?
I don't have sex on drugs because you'll never tell the girls that you fucked me because she was high.
Even
Hell, climb my back.
If you ever say that, I'm gonna beat this shit out.
I just had an encounter with a street nigga. I'm not gonna say trade. I'm not gonna say all of that. But he's a real hood ass, roughneck, gangster type, dope boy kind of nigga. But when he get around me and behind closed doors, he is a whole different person. He wants to be called a bitch, choke, slap me, beat me, kick me, spank me.
That's a fantasy.
Call me your bitch, choke me out. But if you see me in the street, you better not say shit to me. Can somebody explain it?
Yes, that's the pig. That's the pig slave.
That's the pig slave. I like that.
That's like he wants to be your pig. But you want to know what it is? The demasculation.
It really is.
I got a homeboy like that. He likes when his girlfriend. His girlfriend fucking in it. It was so nasty. I was over it. But see, when I tell y'all this with the utmost respect and valor, baby, you got to experience it to know that you don't like it.
I don't like it.
You got to experience it to know that you don't like it. A lot of people shy away from a lot of experiences because they think it's nasty or they feel like, oh, I don't really think I can get down with it. Baby, you don't know, child, when it's wrong, you feel like a Roman dude. And that's exactly what my 30s was. Because up until like my 30, like I was in a relationship until I was like 27. So I didn't get that chance to be young and gay. You see what I'm saying? I was pretty much fresh out of a relationship and I was ready to sell some O's. Nigga, when I tell you, that's what all that is. Like that shit with the, and the bullshit about it is everybody ain't gonna be able to spit, but it's that one nigga you like, bitch. Spit on me. I'm your bitch tonight.
But see, look, you say that. You say you was in your 30s when you did that. I'm 25. Exactly. Now, I'm going through that whole stage of experience.
But you gotta be more open, I think.
That's what I'm saying. I started when I'm 22. I'm 25. Now, I've been open to a lot. I started as, you know, going from a position that, you know, I let you could take control because I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, so question. Have you ever walked the ball? Are you in the ballroom scene?
She don't even know what that is. You don't.
Wait, I can't hear his question.
You ever walked the ball? Would you be in the ballroom scene by any chance?
Ballroom?
Yeah, like it's a gay subculture where, you know, it's a whole nother type of gay that you ain't never experienced yet.
See, that's also with me. I'm not open to fully out. You flamboyant, you doing the most.
Hey, I don't. How you sound. We not cool. Know you gay.
Understandable, but when you just act out for no reason, some people just do it for
that's a young sissy.
To be seen. No, I don't need to be seen, right?
Nobody likes young sissies, however, everybody has been one. That's how they know they don't like them.
No, that's not true either. Because I've never been that.
One of your best friends is one.
Okay, and I give you that. I had one that was like on that level, but I would give him a look and be like, you know, that look, well, he already knew what that look was. He'll cut that shit down.
Why would you change your friend?
Because he already knew how I felt about it.
I would never be your friend.
Understandable.
Like
I wouldn't want to fight you or nothing, but I'd be like, this is fake. I've had
friends to come to this. I've had friends that, you know, I was military, so I always conduct myself in a certain way. People say it's fake, but it's always been me from the beginning.
I've had friends
that I'm like, all right, I got my homeboys coming over, so can you just kind of tone it down and turn it down? They looked at me like I was crazy, and
exactly.
I get what they're saying now, like, dude, I'm going to be myself.
Story, I was out by my best friend, the flamboyant type of nigga, like, yeah, I came to my house.
Listen to how you sound. That's all I want you to hear. When you replay this, I want you to hear how you sound. You tell me who's flamboyant.
No, okay, I got you. That's the way I speak, honestly.
Yeah, so you're one of the ones who look like a boy till they open their mouth.
Honestly, okay, I give you that. I will give you that.
And roll his eyes.
I'm not sure.
I can tell he's rolling his eyes now.
And
listen, Linda. Listen, I'm not for to give that. If I know who to give that to, I know who I'm speaking with right now. So I'm gonna give you what you want.
Okay.
But if I know that you already not down with the shit, then I'm gonna change this shit up. I don't got a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? That shit up. Ain't no problem with that with me. But I know who I'm speaking to. And this is ain't nothing but what it is. Okay. So I'm going to speak to you how you understand.
Mr. Mikey.
How I understand. I'm very intelligent. I can understand a lot of stuff.
I understand. Now, what I want you to understand I'm not trying to be your trade. I'm not trying to be your nigga. I'm not trying to be none of that. So I'm giving you what you understand.
What I'm saying is, I think you're missing what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're trying to be anything by not accepting the person. What I'm trying to say is, do you really want to risk losing a friend because of the way they act?
Listen, that was what I was trying to say.
Like, I almost lost friends change for your friends and don't expect your friends to change for you over just a fucking image. Like,
understandable, but listen, my friend at that time, he didn't have no problem with that. He understood where I was coming from because our relationship wasn't ever real anyway. Okay, you could say that too, because you know what? At the end of the day, that's why we're not friends.
I've had some very feminine motherfuckers do me the same way. We get around a nigga and I'm like, dude, you gonna be more flamboyant than me. I've actually had DL motherfuckers that are so homophobic and stuff, and I'm like, dude, you acting more suspect than I am. Like, just be yourself and be natural. Like, yeah, that extra shit is a dead giveaway.
Corey, I'm gonna bring you all the way back. You remember when you was like, oh, I'm bringing my homeboy. Your homeboy.
Which one?
You know when you.
Like, which one? I probably said that to you a couple times.
No, the nigga with the crazy girl. Crazy baby.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you kept saying, Beans, I'm bringing my homeboy. Did I change who I am?
What homeboy?
Hell no.
Okay, boom. The nigga end up, like, you know what I'm saying? The nigga end up taking to me real hard to the point where I'm like, nigga, get your homeboy. He's irritating me.
I was like, okay, no. You keep him occupied so he won't irritate
you. That's
a difference. When I was speaking upon that, I wasn't out fully. When I was speaking upon that. Yes, you're very out. You're out all the way. So when your friend comes into your environment, yes, you're not gonna expect to change at all.
I think we all are out. We just don't realize how far we are out. I think he realizes he's out, who he is, and he accepts it. People gonna respect real more than they gonna respect fake anyway, because I don't care what nobody say. People know when somebody gay.
But the hoes gonna believe me before they believe you all gay.
I mean, they could believe what they wanna do, but are you paying that check? That's all I'm worried about.
Nigga, what a check?
Fuck cashing a check.
Oh, you a city girl.
Depositing them is much better.
Nah, I just want my coins before we
get
go
your own deposit. Bag. Don't worry about mine.
Baby, I can get both. I get my own bag. Now you want your bag too. You just mad because I'm in your man's shoes.
Well, they said, don't count my money, count yours.
See, that's why y'all not. It's 2020.
That means you should have 2020 like a vision and be able to see past this bullshit and this weapons of this mass confusion that's running rapid through the nation because motherfuckers are confused. DM motherfuckers. Motherfuckers try to change people and being who they are.
But let me tell you this, X, you're brainwashed.
I mean, I look.
Let me guess, it's okay, you understand, right?
No, because I'm a very reasonable person.
You're not saying you're not a reasonable person. What I'm saying is you're brainwashed. Your views are very close-minded. You have yet to say, I'm open to this. You have said, this is what the world wants. This is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to react. I can't live my life like that. I tried it. It don't work.
I understand that, and that's why I said the level of you being out is different from mine.
What
sir.
Do you mean?
That's why I'm
well, saying. You're right.
So, can you explain the different levels?
It's different levels to it.
How many levels is it then? Can you categorize them?
It's a lot of levels.
You know, what, okay, exit 25. What is your daily routine?
At 25?
25 for the young gay black man in America. What is your daily routine?
Uh-oh.
Well, okay.
Uh-oh.
See how it's supposed to be. How is it supposed to be? You wake up. Well, no,
not supposed to be.
How is mine?
What you do, baby?
Okay, I wake up.
Tell the truth. Same to go.
Okay, shut up. I wake up around like 2 o'clock. I drink my coffee. I check my my emails, and then I go about my day as in well. I go on my days, you know, check on everybody.
Okay, you ever heard
what of emails are you checking? Are you checking Grindr, Adam for Adam?
No, I check my emails as like
let him finish.
I check my emails as a job. I'm here. Yeah.
Listen, without putting people in your business, tell me what it is you do on a daily. I don't care about what you check and I don't care about your coffee. Tell me what it is as a black man in America you do at 25 and I can explain to you what I was doing at 25. And then we can explain what I'm doing at 34.
Okay, that's not fair though, that because is. we had different upcomings. Whoever, like I'm not for to compare myself better than
so
you.
So how is that not fair? That's the truth.
Because everybody started at different levels. That's why you can't never do that.
You're so defensive of your fact, you negate the fact to answer the question. The reason I want you to answer the question is so I can compare what I was doing to what you're doing to not our ages and not our upbringing, but the times in which we live in and why you're brainwashed.
Okay, and I was telling you, like I said, I wake up and then I check my little emails, I see about everybody, and then I go from there starting my little side gig.
Okay, now, let me get down. This is something, I mean this with the utmost respect, and I mean based on the details that you gave me, I'm going to make a few educated guesses. You one of them bitches on Snapchat talking about pay for your shit.
No.
You one of them niggas.
See,
it's the type of people with you.
I go from receipts.
Oh my God,
you are such a queen. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, all day.
The reason I said that was because when you explained your day, not one time did you exude you were going to work to provide for yourself. Not one time did you exude, well, I don't take care of myself. I let someone take care of me. Not one time did you let us know what your day-to-day business was. A man don't work, a man don't eat. So at 25, I was...
But I did, though.
You ain't saying that. You didn't say that.
I said after I wake up...
Nigga, you said you drink coffee and you get to your peace. That ain't fucking work.
Listen, I drink my coffee, I check on everybody, then I go to my little side business. My little side business with
you're
my little side business
to cover
how I make
up
my
what
money.
It is you do because you are ashamed and embarrassed on some type of level. You really would have said what it was, period.
No, I'll be honest. At the age I am, I'm not proud of fully of what I do. Oh, but I do so what I do to make my point, and it's not for you to judge me or to compare me to what you had going on at 25.
A strong standpoint on it if you can't even fucking say it.
I got a very strong. Listen, I admit everything to myself of what I got going on. There ain't no another man down me.
We're not
down.
We're just trying to get the truth out of you, young black man.
Okay, sir.
Okay, can Coro Red speak? I take it as you take it like you're being attacked, and it's not that you're being attacked. You're being offensive. You're being defensive about the truth. You're saying,
no, I feel defensive because the question how he came at about
nigga, you didn't explain nothing. You were very vague in your response, and you also did not explain it because, like I said, you're ashamed of what it is you do. Me, on the other hand, nigga, miss me. That's what I'm saying. This is where the disconnect between my generation and your generation. Whereas I would value hard work and honesty, you value a fucking facade and some flubber. I ain't got time for that.
Okay, for one, four. When did you? What? How old are you, sir?
34.
You 34. So you, what you nine? Are you 80 something?
What you mean?
You an 80s baby?
What you mean? I was born in 1985.
You 85. So that's a whole different generation.
Exactly.
Understandable.
Now you see why you're brainwashed, right?
That was the point.
Now you see why you're brainwashed.
No. You're not.
Millennials
are always so defensive. Hey, can you add Mr. Mikey back? Because he was having problems. And,
once again,
he had to leave.
You saw defensive what I'm saying. Because, listen, it's a lot of 80 babies. You know what I'm saying? 80 baby shit. I heard they was coke babies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we are.
Exactly.
I just did a line like 5 minutes ago. So. Agreed.
Who's embarrassed by it?
Nobody's embarrassed about it, but I'm saying, you know, everybody got their own different, life path. I can't never say yes. My life will be on the same path as your path. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Hold on. Kind of, because I mean. We're hearing you, and we're not attacking you.
Oh, we're not attacking.
It's just, but you are like really like on the defense. Like everything, yeah. Like you're saying it, but it's all the truth. So, like he said, it seems like you're ashamed of it too.
I never said it wasn't. And like I said, I take heed to everything this man has said.
But what? Because but means everything before means nothing. So what's up? But what?
But like I said, it's a different different generation. You're not growing up in that. You're not my age.
But that was kind of what he said. Like he said that. He said y'all generation is different from our generation. I'm an 80 baby.
But you're not you can't just fully belittle us.
I did.
Belittle?
No, that basically is what it is, though.
It's not belittling, it's just the truth.
Corey, I got that that's the truth, and I accept that it's the truth, but damn, it's more to us than doing that.
I'm gonna let you finish for your life. Then I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. Because I distinctly asked you what your day-to-day process was. You immediately went into a vague explanation. You immediately told us that you were not proud of what you did, and yet you're mad at me because I'm regurgitating your information right back to you.
For one, I didn't go vague. I went into detail.
No, you were vague. You said you drank
okay,
hold
on.
That's detail.
Okay, because it don't seem like we're going to even get nowhere with this. So this is what I do on my day-to-day, and we can all go around the room. Actually, what I do on the day-to-day, because I'm retired after 14 years in the military.
What's up, Coro?
I want to ask Mikey what he does on his day-to-day.
Okay.
How old are you, Mikey? When were you born? This child right here, I swear.
He was just here. I don't know.
He still was. Okay,
so let me go.
Go ahead, Coro.
I do on a day-to-day basis. I wake up. Thank God I'm retired, so I don't have to do shit. I'm usually up all night either doing art getting hot. Yeah, I'm very old fashioned old man nowadays compared to the younger generation. I'm so lame, but they don't know the shit that I've done as a thought or whatever. But I'm so lame now because I do value life and I do look at life differently. I wake up, I jack out. After I say my prayers, and then I go on about my day. I'm trying to figure out what kind of shit can I create as an artist.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm back. I've been trying to contact in. I don't know what the fuck was going on with this headset, but baby,
welcome to the group, Mr. Mikey. So, the question was directed towards you. When you wake up, what's your daily routine? How old are you? And what do you value in life?
This is Mikey. Mikey is 29 years old. Mikey gets up, brushes teeth. Mikey also checks his email for jobs. Mikey also go back and go to sleep and get back up around 2 a.m. When Mikey gets up at 2 p.m., Mikey heads to work. Mikey works a 12-hour shift. And after that 12-hour shift, Mikey comes back home, gets a dick, and go to sleep.
Yes, Mikey. You better get that.
And on Mikey's off days, Mikey gets the most dick on his off days and go out to the club and have a good time in his life. Mikey also traveled the world at the age of 29 years old. Mikey also traveled the world from South Africa all the way to Dubai.
No, Mr. Mikey, we didn't ask you all that.
Well,
bitch,
I'm
hey,
let me speak. I love it. Wait, I'm just saying. It sound like you hating.
And, right,
don't be a hater.
Shut up, bitch.
And a defensive bitch.
It sound like X wants a redo. That's
what it okay, we gonna give him a redo then.
No, he just need to figure out what
the... Because I'm retired. I don't even see it, really. But get high and deal with anxiety and create art. That's all I do, really.
I mean, you know, Go ahead.
I'm gonna
let everyone else go, you know, and then I'll
just...
Okay, cool.
I'm good. I live a very simple life. I live a simple life after being blowed up and all this other shit. I'm retired.
Okay,
so
y'all, we all agree that is that a proper life?
Can you let me finish? That's what I do. That's it. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of people hate it, but I get that check on the first part, and I usually have more money than all these hoes around here that's doing a lot of stuff that I don't do. I'm a big trickster. I like buying shit for motherfuckers and all that shit. I'm an artist. I like creating shit, and I got issues. I got PTSD, so I like getting high.
Y'all going off issues?
That's like
is that your day-to-day,
Corey? That's my day-to-day. Shit. I'm up all night and sleep during the day.
You already said it. We don't need to hear a recap. We got it.
That was the case y'all didn't hear me the first time.
Huh?
X, would you like a redo now that you see how we want the question answered?
Oh, of course not. I answered it properly the first time.
I disagree.
No, you did. Bitch, you did a redo. You did not ask the redo properly the first time, bitch. Do a redo. But you didn't ask the first time.
Thank you, Mr. Mikey.
I wake up about 2:30.
I eat my coffee.
PM. 5:30.
You said that's so fucking cute.
He's still beating around the bush. It sounds like you don't want to tell the truth, but you're trying to fight right to tell the truth.
Bro, listen, y'all shut up. I'm telling y'all exactly how it's going down. Like,
taking you too long.
Why? Because I'm finna tell you the day-to-day routine I see you on after evaluating on a 3-day period.
No, that's from
and you around me those 72 hours.
That's when I'm around you.
That's a day-to-day routine, though.
I don't live with you, so in my household, it's something different. So, like I said, at 2:30 p.m., wake up, get myself together, take a shower, brush my teeth, whatever. By 5:30, I'm out of the house. Like, I'm starting, you know, what I do to make my money. So,
and what is it you do to make your money?
I deliver.
I'm not being funny. I know what he do. He Postmates. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny.
You don't have to go there. You have to tell
him
this, okay? Come on, man.
It's not no shame in it.
Shit. I'd rather pull a motherfucker go Postmate and make some money than a motherfucker not making no money. That's a job. It's a hustle. And it's there for people to make money. So that I don't feel like it was no shade. It's the truth, though.
Wait, how you doing? You act like somebody know where the fuck he works. They might be looking for a boy named X that Postmate.
Okay. I did Postmate for a whole year. I ain't feel like
I'm getting
put somebody in no more.
Exactly. He shouldn't be ashamed of it. I don't even feel like I was throwing shade.
Okay.
You ashamed of something, don't do it. Shit.
Well, I was ashamed of being the host, so I stopped being the host.
That's to be determined.
Listen, that's different. If you're ashamed,
and you're still under investigation,
though,
Zella.
I'm ashamed of it. Somebody else had to tell us, bitch.
Listen, if you got suck dick or fuck dick to make money, no, you don't have to be proud of it. But if you need the money, if you need the money, yes, you're going to do it. No, you don't have to tell everybody either about that either. Right or wrong.
You're brainwashed.
Well, everybody's okay, not going to do that type of stuff for money. They might go fill out some job applications or go find them a sugar daddy or something.
What's your sign? November the
8th. I thought you said X.
I know, I said November the
8th. November the 8th.
Yeah,
Scorpion.
Okay, yeah, you're a Scorpio.
Let me help him out. I got your back, X.
My little brother is a Scorpio. He's November the 3rd. Y'all are free.
Thank you. So what
does
that mean?
What you mean? You heard your daily routine.
Okay, but listen though.
I didn't hear no daily routine.
I heard a whole bunch of
2 p.m. Wake listen. Up. We know you wake up.
Okay.
Put clothes on. We know
listen,
that.
Listen. If y'all want to hear my all honesty truth about my life, like,
yes,
no,
this is about.
Okay.
This is about being real.
Okay. But you can't take from what I'm saying right now what's going on in my life.
Here you go with that.
We're not talking about the private life, bitch. Don't get on here and talk about the private life. Bitch, we just talking about the day-to-day activities,
though.
Bitch, get together.
Okay,
y'all back up off right here.
I'm
let him speak.
Before I'm in the position I am now, yes, I need to be a more productive man.
Bitch, let me bring that bag in there for you so you can hit that.
So that's
it loots it up a little bit.
I'm not as productive as I
should
be, but I would love to be more productive.
I'm talking about it. Ain't nobody gonna stop me talking about it. God damn it.
I'm just saying,
how productive is it if you get up at 2 o'clock?
No, some people don't have to go to work.
Why is it
I'm a night
people?
Person.
We talk about you.
All my jobs are at night.
Ain't nobody said that but you. You're the only one that said some people don't have to work. Nigga, you keep bringing all your insecurities back to the forefront and making us pay for them. Stop.
My insecurities.
Yes, because everything that you say is, don't nobody got to get up and go to work every day. Nobody says you do.
I never said everybody don't have to get up and go to work.
You said some people don't have to get up and go to work, and I'm one of them.
Exactly.
I'm retired, though.
I mean,
so why is he using you, Corey, as an example instead of...
He didn't use it as an example. He just said some people.
I use myself as an example because I don't have to get up.
Okay, I can't work if I want it. I can hustle, and that's what I'm doing.
Everybody's supposed to address and only talk about themselves. Why is he talking about some people?
But I never addressed a name to anybody.
Yeah, but okay. His point is, we don't worry about. We're not worried about some people or other people. We're trying to figure out you.
And we're not even trying to attack you.
What do X do on a daily basis? How does X do?
But
X is fake. X is hiding behind some fake ass facade you just started. And ain't nobody else around for that. Get Travion, is that your real name?
Being in H-Town for 5 years, I'm starting to think that they bred like that around here. No offense, H-Town, but ATL is where I stay. ATL is where I'm probably going to like.
If I'm so fake, I wouldn't put my real name up here.
No.
You actually wasn't supposed to do it.
I'm not.
And you done said my government like too many times.
What I'm telling you is, this is the moral of it, and I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to explain to you is, sir, all we asked you was a simple question to get to know who you are and what you get on a day-to-day basis. Because of some of the actions that you are not 100% positive and stand behind, you begin to create a facade. You begin to put up a defense because you felt the need to cover something up. That is not what honestly, that's not what ain't nobody checking for that shit. It's 2020. The world could be over tomorrow. Nigga, I don't want to spend 7 years beside you thinking it's one way and then turn around and you fucking clip me on my last day on earth and show me that there's a whole snake in the grass the next.
But see, that's not fair because
you know, walking around like acting like you trade and you're a whole butch queen.
But if you say that's not fair, you want to know what else isn't fair? When I ask you a real question, you ain't give me a real answer.
I mean, I understand that, but I'm trying
to. I'm telling you, but means everything before means nothing. Again, please, every time you say but, you say before means nothing. As well, in addition to. I understand that as
Mr.
Well.
Chance, I'm the realest nigga that you probably will meet. And I ain't got no problem on that thing. I got a speaker phone. But if I'm this much, I'ma let you know this much.
Speak on it.
At the end of the day, even if I tell
speak you on it, Linda.
Are you gonna uplift that life story? Are you gonna change that life story? Are you gonna make it bigger? No, you're not. So why should I give you all the information about this life that you're not gonna do
better? Because I thought that was the whole purpose of us being on this podcast. Talk and tell the truth and introduce yourself to the world.
Okay.
You're going to continue to lie.
Okay, and I haven't lied not once. My name is the only name up here that's the real name. So I haven't lied not once.
And that was an accident.
Okay.
My first name is Barry. My middle name is Alonzo. My last name is Hillian. H-I-L-L-I-A-N. I am the second son of Barry Alonzo Hillian, the senior. I am the firstborn, so I'm a junior. There you have it, sir.
I'm Coro, a.k.a. Coro the Artist, a.k.a. for the podcast time, Coro Red.
Well, yeah, bitch, Charlie, that's my real name.
They ain't getting my government. He done said it a couple times anyway, so.
First of all,
y'all,
if you're trying
but Coro the Artist, that's my name. That's Coro is who I am. That's real. Right.
If you try to use my name, they gonna take
that ain't my sex name. Nah, I'm Carlos or Rico Love or something. If I'm meeting somebody off Jack or Grindr or somebody, now, some shit like that.
Okay, so
they call me Juicy.
Juicy Booty.
This is where I become a little, I get a little pissed the fuck off.
Yeah, you're very irritated.
Yeah, I am, but you can tell, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
You wanna know why? I've been arguing when I ask the question. Instead of you enlightening me, you've done nothing but pestilize me from my point of view. You've done nothing but defend your point of view, pestilize me from my point of view, and turn this into a debate when it was just a question. Hello, Q&A. What do you do, David? Oh yeah, dude, you could have said, nigga, I don't do shit. I'm a trust fund baby. I sit at home and spend my mom and daddy money. At the end of the day, nigga, that's what you do. You didn't have to defend nothing. Because, baby, trust and believe, if you had ever asked me that question, I wasn't defending a goddamn thing. Because I don't owe you anything. You don't owe me nothing.
Exactly.
But I asked you a question. So why not answer it truthfully so you can get a real answer?
But I gave you the truth. You didn't want to accept the truth.
Nigga, you didn't give me the truth. You gave me a bunch of excuses on why you couldn't give me the truth. See what I mean?
Agreed.
Thank you. That's it. That's what I'm saying. Why would you start making excuses before you answer the question? Unless the question you're answering, you're not answering it truthfully. Ain't no future in me fronting. We ain't gonna get nowhere with you playing like that. You feel me? No, you don't.
So since we on this, what do y'all feel about, fake gay people? Because I've been labeled as one too.
Me personally, the new generation jump off a fucking bridge.
You treat me like
they have no because what it is they have no morals. They are self-righteous and entitled to what? nothing. They don't work hard for it. They don't feel like they can work hard for it. They all sit around here and they act like they are fucking entitled to something that they have no privilege to. You ain't worked hard for nothing. To be honest with you, my generation didn't work hard for nothing either. It's them sissies from the 70s that work hard for what we got here today. So, at the
end are you
the
speaking day, for is the LGBT ABCDF community?
I'm speaking for the black men in America who got the balls to tell their mama that they a sissy and they like to suck dick.
I came out in high school.
But did you say your mama that you was a sissy?
And some probably would say I was out as soon as I came out the womb. So.
It's different levels for that time
where we were still getting beat up for being gay.
Okay.
Like, I came out at a time where niggas found out you was gay, they was trying to fight you and then fuck you at all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But see, nowadays, these little girls don't know nothing about that. Because why? They growing up with these boys. These boys already touching them. See, my thing is, these girls these days, these little boys these days, they gonna be the one. They the ones doing the raping.
No, that's not true. Because like boy, you just said, yeah, the niggas from the 70s grew up with this shit. And they backdoor, they touching the niggas from the 90s. We grew up with them men.
They sound like communists to me.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't like little boys. I like me.
It's plenty of people that don't play that shit. That been saying they
by older. You see how you got defensive?
I'm giving you knowledge. I'm not being defensive about nothing. I've never been touched.
Or knowledge.
Never been touched. So I'm just giving you knowledge.
My cousin fucked with me. But do you see me complaining and blaming him for my life? I love the fact that I like him. I love the fact that I'm gay. You ain't finna take none of that from me.
You said I'm so close-minded. You're so close-minded. You taking it in your own mindset. Everybody don't have your mindset up to be open to be cool with that.
So, what's your mindset on it? So, like, hold up. Because I would have asked X a question like, so what do you stand for as a gay man? Or, like, what's your view on it? How are you supposed to be gay? And how do you project yourself?
A gay man is just the same as a straight man. I don't see no difference about nothing. Cause the
only thing gay about me is who I lay down with, okay?
Exactly. That's all I was about to say.
I can agree on that.
Just who you lay down with. Because you, at the end of the day, you a man. You got dick and you got balls. So why you got the same mindset?
A man don't work, a man don't eat.
That wasn't a question. If you're a trust fund baby, why would you have to worry? Everybody has different lifestyles. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're missing the point. You're trying to be petty. You're missing the point.
No, I'm not. I'm not open to it, bro. Like,
I'm not open to what, bitch? What the fuck you think I am?
Why you got so much animosity? Why I got a bitch to you? Why I got? I didn't have. I called you a bitch.
Yeah.
When?
That's what you're gonna be.
A bitch is somebody that's always complaining and whining and wants somebody to feel sorry for.
Hello.
So I think that's what he meant.
That's what he sounds like. A whining little bitch.
Carl Ray, I didn't ask you to explain shit to me about what this man got.
You didn't have to, you don't have to tell Carl when to go. Carl Ray goes when he goes. You don't have to. Sorry. You don't have that authority.
Because you saw on his tip too hard.
I'm not on nobody's tip. I don't even ride tips. Carl Ray don't ride tips. What you mean? I'll take a tip if you want to tip me.
Here is one assimilation that you did, mate. Mike is only 4 years older than you, and he does three times as much as you're doing today.
Okay, but me and Mikey had different upbringings, too.
You said it, I did.
Crickets?
I said what?
Thank you. That's just it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So Mr. Mike, you've been on the phone. You've been listening. You laugh and stuff. Can you break it down? Can you break it down to X more in a different way? Because you know him a little better. And that way he won't feel attacked.
You closer in age to me than these other two is anyway.
Double queens, Corey. Watch. Hit you with love.
You way closer. You know they generation. They you know they rock different than us.
I know I'm the last of a dying breed.
I don't have an attitude. I'm so chill over here. Like, I don't know you. I don't know you, sir. We're last.
You don't gotta know me, but one thing you are gonna know is I was always 100 with you, baby. 100.
I got a brother.
But I do not know you from another roach off the street.
I gotta run.
You could say it all day, but I don't know you from another roach off the street. So what's up?
I just feel like your lips are real glossy right now.
Let me find my
That's some scorpions though. They like to sting. They like to sting. When they feel attacked, they sting.
You don't
think
shit this way, bro.
It's how you speak to me. So if I feel like I'm being attacked, then I feel like I'm being attacked. If you come to me the right way, then come to me the right way.
I always feel like you're being attacked. Don't give me that. You always feel like that.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, the world is not nice to you. I didn't been through it all. Like I said, I didn't seen it all. I didn't been through it all. So the world has shown me.
Please somebody find Ayana.
Crazy.
Get her on the line right now.
He said he's sending it all at 25.
So what do y'all feel for is?
I'm still trying to wait for Mikey to explain this shit to me.
Mr. Mikey's car. He probably somewhere being a thought. To be continued. That's Mr. Mikey. Cause
I don't know what I said. Mikey's at work.
Yeah, Mikey is on the clock.
He out of his vehicle.
Yeah, you know
sound,
right?
Is he trying to be petty, catty? What is that?
That was his way of saying I can't explain nothing for this crazy bitch. This bitch can't explain it himself. I damn sure can't explain it for him. Really?
Listen, like I just said, like I said, you got your mindset, I got my mindset. So you go down your path, I go down my path. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because at the end of the day, you have to live your life, I have to live my life. And at the end of the day, we get to listen, sir. At the end of the day, you'll get to the end, and I'll get to the end. However way we get to, so I can't live your life. You can't live my life, and you can't change who I am, and I can't change who you are. That's all I'm saying.
So you the turtle, and he's the head right now. That's what you trying to say, Mike. You need to close that door. We tired of hearing that goddamn beep.
Like, she didn't say nothing with the defense. You ain't give us no reason to understand. We still don't know who you are, what you're about, or nothing. All you get is a generation of people who you don't even know really feel like.
Okay, so you're saying that, so why is that? What do you think is wrong with this generation that you're speaking of?
That's the question to give that complete answer. That's what I'm saying. He does nothing but defend what he says. When no one asks for a defense. No one asks for a defense. Nobody asks you to defend what you said. That's all I'm saying. Everything you say is a defense of what you just stated. Am I wrong?
I agree.
Thank you. No one asks you to defend nothing. We ask you to answer a question. That's why. That's what I'm saying. That's how you don't even listen actively. It's not, you're not practicing active listening skills. You're not listening to the question. We said, what is your day-to-day? Instead of you giving us what your day-to-day was,
tell me your day-to-day.
I don't understand how
you should have said you didn't understand the question first.
And I do this. I told you I do this specifically. So how is that not you getting over that? That's my lifestyle. I wake up, I drink my coffee, I take my emails, and then I go about my day.
But what I'm saying
is, so what the fuck?
Nobody ever made a judgment about your fucking day. You made the judgment about your day. You're the one that feels inferior. You're the one that feels like your day isn't what it should be. We didn't do that. You said that. That's the sense of entitlement that you want me to give you, is that I'm wrong and you're right. No, I can't be wrong because I only asked a question. You never answered it and you defended your answer. That's why you want me to subdue to you.
Because, no, I didn't. Fuck, it's not that I want you to listen. I just want you to get a more understanding of
who I am.
Why
do I need a more understanding? I don't need a more
Because you asking me who I am, so let me get you a full understanding of who I am.
You want nobody to know you work for Postmates. You are ashamed of your life.
I'm back. I had to give me some Doritos for my napkin.
And we are not sponsored by Doritos, by the way. Anyway, Mr. Mike.
Go ahead.
I'm quite sure right now, Mr. X, he's feeling an attack right now because
I'm not attacked, but he brought a post.
Can I like? I'm speaking now, so now's the time for you to listen because we let you sit there and explain and do talk. Like, let me talk. You can chime in after I'm done. So, can you? Like, break it down to him, or because I know you was listening to what Mr. Chance of Choice was only trying to say, so he won't feel attacked by it.
Yeah.
So, about which part? About which part?
The day to day routine.
Every night, Mike, okay, do you understand that? I never judged him on his day to day. All I did was ask him a question. He is the one who defended his answers, right?
Right.
So my thing to him is, I'm not judging him on his day to day. I don't care about what it is he's doing. I just wanted to know what he was doing to get a better assumption of himself. I didn't ask him, or nor did I pass judgment on what he was doing. Because just be clear, he did explain his day to day. However, the fact that he covered up, he drove for Postmates, was he felt some type of way inferior, or he felt like someone was going to say something. Nigga, you don't know. You.
I'm sorry, X. I put your business out there, didn't I?
But you did.
I'm so messy.
He don't even know that he's talking to someone who has driven Uber Eats, someone who has driven for Postmates, someone who picks up the scooters at nighttime. Guess what I'm saying? You never know who you're talking to.
And you grow from that. If
he would have answered the question, he would have known we could have related on several different levels. However, you
went straight into defense mode, and exactly. You've been sitting here defending how y'all feel for the last 30 minutes, 45.
Honestly, to be honest, that's a job that I commend. Because at the end of the day, you know how much money and how much determination it takes to take your personal vehicle to deliver food to someone else and do it multiple times, fight traffic. Nigga, that shit takes...
So you should be proud of.
I don't like people, so Uber is out of the question. Lyft is out of the question. I only drove Uber Eats and Postmates because food don't talk, but they fucked that shit up too. So then I tried to pick up the scooters, but everybody else want to pick up the scooters. Nigga, it's so many ways and so many hustles out here to get a check. That you should never be ashamed of how you get your check, whether you're taking your clothes off, shaking your ass. Nigga, I just started taking my clothes off on camera last year, and I promise you, nigga, it took every bit of ounce of confidence that I had to... Nigga, when your confidence shows, you can do anything you want to do, baby. That's what I'm trying to say.
I couldn't do it.
You don't ever have to be ashamed of how... Ever be ashamed of what you do to make money, because little do you know, sometimes this podcast, sometimes my videos pay my motherfucking rent, and it don't be my day-to-day job, because I do have one. Understand that I have a career. However, there is a quality of life that I enjoy and I like to live, and I bet you by any means necessary, no matter what the fuck I gotta do to do it, I'm gonna do it, because I don't want to experience a lapse in culture. You understand?
And you know, even with the lack in culture, the younger generation, just for a little bit, they lack that. They lack the experience and the knowledge of
because they are already, because they are brainwashed to already wipe it out and make it seem as if it's negative or it doesn't really work. And that's all I was saying. You don't know you like something until you don't know you don't want to eat something until you try it, right? You don't know you don't like sushi until you try a piece of real sushi. You know what I'm saying? You don't know.
You said that earlier too. Hey, we had a conversation about that.
But that's not fair. He was talking about people pissing and spitting on you.
Who, nigga?
You, nigga.
Oh, nigga, I said with the one that's right. And I also said, nigga, you
I said, I ain't let nobody piss on you or spit on me.
And I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. A nigga gonna be with you. He gonna wanna spit or piss on you. He gonna leave your ass. He gonna be head over heels in love with him. He gonna leave your ass. Cause that one thing you won't do that bitch down the street.
Agreed. It's a whole bunch of shit that I won't do, and I'll be like, fuck it.
Right, and that's me. I wouldn't do certain things, but certain things that I done for money, which is, you know what I'm saying? I done shitted on a white man for money. Bitch paid me over $1,000. For real, I'm serious, because at that time, I was just like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Was, you know, I never even really knew people like a little shit like that. So when they offered the money, it was just like, okay,
why not? I commend him for being able to say it, because I mean, I have pissed on somebody and I felt very degraded pissing on somebody.
Mikey is bringing up money into the situation, into the equation.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. You said that at the beginning of the podcast.
But Chance is saying just doing it out of love.
I don't know that kind of
it depends on what you're doing out of love. I mean, I'm not going to let nobody piss on me or shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Out of love. No, that ain't motherfucking love. That's degrading the fuck up out of me.
I don't even want to love nobody that
no, just go ahead and
do it. That type of stuff.
But some people like that.
Okay,
and
that ain't getting that good.
You know, some people like that.
That's
but
true.
I see where he's coming from. I see both sides. Because one side, you know, people like, nah, fuck that. Like me, I don't like it. You would never do that to me. Exactly. But if you got a nigga that's want this, and you supposed to be in love with him, and he wants you to do these things, and you're not doing them, yeah, he's going to find somebody else to do them.
Baby, I had a friend who...
So it's either one or two things. You either going to do it, and set your pride up, or let him go on about his business.
Nigga, look, let me tell you this. I blocked that bitch for Randy's whole opposite motherfucking direction and way. Bitch, you didn't tell me this shit till we was damn near in an old relationship. Bitch, where? Bitch, I don't do that. I don't date niggas like that. No, but that's my choice. I don't ask it. Just give me a choice to deal with it. That's where you gotta keep it real. You gotta talk to these people. You gotta let these people know what the fuck it is you into up front. Just like
right.
Them know what drugs you do up front. That way it's no surprise. I don't like surprise. Surprise right. Me down, bitch, I'll shoot you later. Period.
Okay.
Period. Ain't no way around it. I don't like surprises. I'm not finna marry you and then 10 years down the road, you talking about, baby, let's piss on each other. Huh?
Okay. Don't surprise me up front like that.
How long you like to do that? How long have you had this interest, love?
Okay. No. Bitch, I'm not with it.
Yeah.
Bitch, go find the bitch down the street.
I'll be like, yeah.
Where she at? Who you cheating on me?
I'm gonna have to chop that one up as a loss. Sorry.
Okay. I even take you to the bitch house and let right. Y'all do
I'm
that.
I'm dropping your ass off and leave you there. Be like, she can probably fulfill your sexual desires more than I can, because, I did something.
I can't do it. I'm not doing it. Now, on the other hand, I will say this, and this is in defense to all those nasty niggas and those nasty people. You like what you like. Get your life, just not for me. You like what you like. And this is what's going to, and this right here, and this, I'm done with this. I'm done with that whole stuff. Like,
yeah, me too.
So let me tell y'all this, now, and you know, this is just me being open, but so after I broke up with my last ex-boyfriend, the internet, you know, I'm a porn freak. I don't like porn, so.
Me too. I'm addicted to it.
I came across a certain video called A Shitty Situation, And guess who was the stars of it?
I do
three
tell.
Three of my ex-lovers. So you do the math. And you tell me. Thank you. Yes. Mind you, this is three of my ex-lovers who I dated, all three of you niggas. And at the end of the motherfucking day, my dog, y'all made a whole movie together. No wonder each one of you was so worried about the other when I moved on. Now, ex, miss, I've been through everything. You been through that yet? Where three of your exes is on camera eating shit syndicated for the world to see?
I'm speechless. I was very speechless.
Notice I gave information, and not one time did I make a fucking excuse for it. Bitch is life. That's what happens. Get it? Now, can't say I do it though. You'll never see me on camera eating shit. Them girls are nasty, and I'ma whoop every last one of their ass when I see them. Just because I touched you, bitch.
To each his own, but I don't know how on that is.
At the end of the day, you see the type of growth you gotta go through to where shit like that don't fuck you up in the head to where you can't move on forward past a few fetishes that your nigga got. You see what I mean? Because I didn't even know that these three people knew each other or had that nasty, disgusting hobby in common. And I loved every last one of them.
So would you date one of them after this?
Hell no, I don't date exes, bitch. I don't never go back. That's reading a book I've already read.
I've dated. I have an ex that's been my ex like three or four times. Is that the reason why you don't date exes? Because they my ex to this day, right there. Still,
you just said three or four times, and on top of that, nigga, it's the reason you broke up. Leave it where it lay. That's how I feel about that.
Duly noted.
I'm not fucking with nobody I don't fuck with before, because at the end of the day, bitch, I'm good. Second of all, you good. Third of all, bitch, if it was that serious, whatever we went through, that we broke us up, we could have walked together.
I disagree on that, because some people are at different points in time in their life. It might not have worked then, it might work later. I know people that is married to their high school sweetheart stuff. That's the same thing. Happily married, been married years, over 10 years and stuff. So you can't really say that. Different times, different places. Some relationship, you ever been in a relationship? It was just a bad time. Everything was a bad time.
Let me tell you why that bitch don't cheat. That hold on no other dick. She ain't had no good jewelry.
I'm doing a...
I had a
fucking right, yeah.
She was married to her high school sweetheart. She had only ever fucked one.
What's up, friend?
I said, girl, life must suck to be you. And the only reason I say it like that is because
I really like this red one right here.
I like
that one too.
You gotta experience it.
This other red one right here.
That's how you build character and career. You feel me? Hello?
I like that.
Oh, I heard to say hello. This is over with. Good night.